The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. And we are live at Arcadia Brewing Company, downtown Battle Creek. And it's going to be a great day for us because we're hanging out with our man, Tim Surprise. And it's the Tim Show today. On the line, we have one of our favorite butchers of all times and a contributor to the show. And is going to be our new appointment to the board of directors. I just made that decision. Tim Sobey. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, how's everything up in the west side?
Oh, it's going to be a good day to eat meat today.
Is there ever a bad day?
There's never a bad day. Yeah, but things are going good already. We just made a move here this last weekend. We're now at 3450 Remembrance Road, and already people have been coming in before we hardly even got opened up today. So we're off to a good start.
Well, I'm pretty excited to see that new location. I understand it's pretty big, like 4,000 square feet.
8,000.
8,000, wow. That's like three times the size of your old place. Are you going to be expanding your lines then?
Oh, absolutely. We have well over double the fresh showcases for meat, fresh meats, a lot more frozen and produce and groceries. So we're expanding quite a bit.
Tim, if I was to walk into your meat shop, tell me a little bit when I walk through the front door what I'm going to see. You got to have things there other than just meat.
Oh, absolutely. But I think the first thing that would catch your eye is the meat cases all lined up. And we have 60 feet of meat case now, where before we had, when you first walk in the door, before we had 24. So that would be the first thing that will catch your eye. It's nice and bright. It's open in here and spacious. And so certainly when you walk in, all the fresh meats that are there, a lot more expanded salads and homemade products in the deli area. And there again with produce. So we're still kind of work in progress. We'll probably be a little bit before we're finally all moved in with everything.
It takes a little while to do a move like that. I moved a business once, and it's a lot tougher than most people could imagine. If you just tuned in, you are listening to The Grillin' Guys. We are live in Battle Creek at Arcadia Brewing Company, and we're talking with Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats. He's really become a legend of the west side of Grand Rapids and probably larger area than that now. But if you ever went into Sobey's Meats on Remembrance, they have moved. You're slightly west of your shop now. You're a little bit west.
No, it'd be east. We're a mile east of where we were. So we're
You're closer to Leonard then. Okay.
That's correct.
Remembrance Drive is that road that spikes off to the northwest off of Leonard, and you have built yourself a legacy there in terms of custom meats. I know walking into your old shop plenty of times in the past, you had to wade through the people to try and get to that meat counter. So the word's out on Sobey.
Yeah, and now we have an additional smoker, so we have so many more products that we've been wanting to smoke that we haven't had the capacity to get through our other ones. So we're going to have some exciting things for you guys, and at a point, we'll get you out here on a Saturday, and we'll have a lot of nice red meats for you to sample out.
We'll have to make sure we bring some of these Arcadia ales when we leave here today, because I know your wife. I gave her some microbrews last time, Teresa, when I was there, and she was delighted. So she understands good beer.
Well, and there's nothing wrong with swapping beef for beer. You know, that's a good thing. We can do that.
All right. That sounds great. So, do you have any specials running right now that people listening might want to run into Sobey's for? And if you are listening, you do need to check out Sobey Meats. It's just a fun venture. It's not your typical butcher shop. When you go in there, I mean, these are true West Side folks. They get that whole Polish way of processing foods, and I don't know if there's any better butchers in the area than it seems like the Polish folks really get that butcher thing. But you've got a kapusta there that I have to walk out with a giant carton of every time I'm there. What else do you have?
We just made a fresh batch of that, walked in. That's the first thing you could smell when we opened up the door was the kapusta getting done today. We got some boneless chuck roasts we're running on special. And for the West Side Polacks that are out there, they're going to like this. We're going to be having the Parkside ShopRite kielbasa available in our store. Parkside, unfortunately, and we're very saddened by that, but they closed their doors. And one of the guys that was there is up here with us, and we will have Parkside kielbasa along with our kielbasa. So that's pretty exciting. We don't have it today, but by next weekend we'll be up and running. We'll have that ready to go. A lot more expanded chicken, so come on in. We have all kinds of... by next weekend we'll have many more deals. We'll be a little bit more organized. We're still trying to put the socks in the drawer and the silverware away and all that good kind of stuff when you move. But all in all, come on and check us out.
That's excellent. Thanks a lot, Tim. We're going to skedaddle for a break here, but we appreciate talking to you always. It's tasty.
Well, thank you very much. It was a pleasure having a chance to talk with you guys, and can't wait to see you in the future.
Okay, thanks. That's Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats, new location right near the corner of Leonard on Remembrance. Jop, what else?
Well, you know, he is one of our favorite butchers. Boy, the guy has fresh stuff, and his shop is just spit-shined, and he ages his own meats. He makes some cheeses there. It's a fantastic place. If you're a foodie like we are, you got to go there. But coming up next, Bob's going to throw down a little fall veggie recipe for us. There's a lot of great fall vegetables out there right now in the farm markets, the squashes especially, and we're going to show you how to grill one of those. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.